So Gemara says mitzvahs ner Chanukah mincha Pesach samach Pesach beis mibachutz. That's what the Gemara says. So the shaila is, what exactly does that mean? So the Torah says him this tesis, but mice, if you look in the Gemara and Chafaf and Beis and Shabbos, it's machlokes Rishonim. Rashi learns kipshutei mincha Pesach beis mibachutz, and no matter what, you put it on the outside of your door, on the outside entrance of the entrance to your home, mibachutz. And the Gemara tells you in the Hemshech all different pratim. L'chadchila should be, the Gemara doesn't say above Gimel Tvachim, that's from the Rishonim, but above Gimel Tvachim, below Ten Tvachim, should be within a Tefach of the Pesach, Tzad small, as long as you have Mezuzim and Tzad Yimin. So that's within the Pesach itself. But which Pesach should you put it on? So Rashi says, the Gemara says, Pesach Bezik. Taisus there is Chaylik. Taisus says that the Gemara must be talking about someone who doesn't have a Chatzar outside of his house. Meaning his house opens up straight to the Shus Rabbim. But if his house would open up to a Chatzar, now Chatzar would go into the Shus Rabbim, so Taisus, then you'd put it outside of the Chatzar. At the Pesach to the Chatzar going to the Shrabi. Tosis asked Kash from two different Gemaras. The two Gemaras, Tosis Tain is a Mashma, that the Iker, Makam Hadlak, is really outside the Chatzar. Because one Gemara Taka says that Chatzar Shiyishlo Beis Psochim. The Gemara talks about a problem of Chshad, that if you have two Psochim, people are going to be Choshishu, that you're not lighting. If they see one is not lit, you lit another one. So the Lashon of the Gemara is Chatzar Shiyishlo Beis Psochim. So Rashi over there answers the Kash, that Rashi says it's talking about the two Psochim of the Bayis into a Chatzar. Tosis asks from another Kasha. Tosis asks from another Gemara. The Gemara says, Ner Echad is Oila, a menorah that has two pias, a Ner that has two openings could be Oila for two people. So he says, this Mashmah is talking about two houses in a Chatzar. So Rashi's Doichit is talking about two people who live in one house of two separate Chiyuvim. So this is the Machlokes Rashi and Tosis. The Achrenim and Rishonim are attack of Meirich to answer the Kashas of Tosis and Rashi. So this is the Machlokes. So Shai is how he passed. So it seems to be pretty clear cut. The tour Shulchan Aruch bring Kedasa Toisvus. That's what the Beis Yosef points out. Sosam Rabbeinu Kedasa Toisvus. That it's Al Pesach Chatzero Mi Bachutz. As long as you have a Chatzer, you put it on the outside of your Chatzer. So Lamaisa already this Hachra, which generally Shulchan Aruch is Machria, and that's it. That's the end of the game. So we would pass in Toisvus. Lamaisa over here, the Achreinim already mafalp a little bit. That Psak and Mechaber is not so Muvan. Darcha Shulchan is ready to Tamei and Siv Zayin over here. That Be'etzem Rav Yishonim seem to pass him like Rashi, and to not even bring it as a Yishonim, it's Shittas HaRambam, Baruch Shulchan Tainus, Kepshuto, it's Shittas HaRambam, it's the Smag, Gos Maimni. The Bi'er Locha doesn't ask a Kasha as a Bi'er HaShulchan, but he also points out that it's problematic what's going on over here. The Bi'er Locha points out, Pesach HaChatzir, Ritzoinu Loimer, V'Shaloi Kedas HaShi. The Serv Nuricha Pesach HaBayis, HaPesuch HaChatzir, he put on the Pesach HaBayis. He points out that there is another sheet over here. Zakdabi Allahu, Baran Bar Zerua, Hitiku Karashi, he brings it to Ran, Bar Zerua, Paskin Rashi, and the Archashulchan adds a whole bunch of other Rishonim to the Maiso. Achrenim already bothered, what's the Takalib Shat? But okay, Seif Kol Seif, that's the Achra of Shulchan Aruch, and that's Kipshutai what we go with. That you have to light, Al Pesach Chatzir if you have a Chatzir. Tachlis the Maiso, for various reasons, which we will discuss, Kemat, the EFshar to be Yotze Shitas Tosis glat. That you're not going to have no pikpukim, they're going to be Yotze Pasha Dina de Gemara Lafi Tosis to light Al Pesach Chatzir Mibachutz, the entrance to your chatzin out of your house, without getting into some kind of shaila of missing, of not being Yotze even Lafi Tosis. So, my high. So, the Ikazach is like this. It's Bechal Shaila in the Lamdas, what's the Chiyuv of Ner Chanukah? The Gemara says, Mitz Chanukah Ner Ishu Beisei. So, Ner Chanukah has something to do with a person's house, right? If the point of it was just pursue Menisa, the most person can make Rabbim, so I can go light a menorah in the middle of the street and have the most person Rabbim. So there's something to do with Ner Ishu Beisoy, Mahajir Ner Lekol Echad Echad, there's something to do with the Bayis, with the Bnei HaBayis. Bakal, there's a Shayon Lachrenim. There's a lot of Hidurim in Ner Chanukah brings in Anama Akev. Amata Me'asara, Samach LePesach. So what about having a Bayis? So you don't have a Bayis. There's a Shayon that was asked to Heinrich Kapleiskim, to Rishon Zalman, to Titzel Yezer, a chayal in the field, a soldier that's out in some encampment, no tent, nothing, out in the field, out in the open. And they extend the shayla comes up, if you're not in a house, a chasin at a chasin, at a misibah, a stama party, could you light? It's nach hashayla, din beis haknesses, on a train, on a plane, kol minei shaylas, so hopefully we'll discuss in the coming weeks, this shayla is b'chal, is the chayv of Ner Chanukah, chayv is abayis, chayv is gavra, is b'chal, abayis, ma'akev. Let's assume, kipshutai, that in order to be yoytze Ner Chanukah, you have to have a house, and the shayla, and your Ner issue based, so the Ner has to be kashur to your house, and this has something to do with the fact that you're creating a person of the Neis Chanukah, the mitzvah is to be mefarsim of the Neis, lo bei beisai. So we'll see in the Hemshech L'chayra Kipshuta, according to Rav Yishayim, or at least Harbi Yishayim, that's the Iker Pearson. The Iker Pearson is for Bnei Beis. So you know what? Chazal or Makbid, at least in the Chatchil, the Ka'ofin, should also make a Pearson for the Rabbin by putting it in your Chalon or putting it in Pesach Beis. So that way the people coming in and out see it, but also in Mefaris and Neis L'Rabbin. So this seems to be the shaila between Rashi and Tosfos. How much are we willing to be mevater on the pirsum for the Bnei Beisoy in order to be mefarshim to the rabbim? So Rashi says, I'm only going to go as far as Pesach Habayis. You go past that, then I'm ready, you're being mevater too much. The Bnei Beisoy won't see it as much. And Tosfos Kilo is saying, we're willing to be mevater that Pesach HaChatzer. Certainly Tosfos is asking me, you can't go past the Chatzer, right? It's mefarish, you can't go to the Mavui, you can't go out into the street, then you're not yet to a few of Tosfos. But Maisa Tais is willing, as long as it goes to the end of your Rishos, to a place where it's going to be a person for Bnei Beisai, so Mela, it's okay, that's still called a Kiyam of Ner Ishu Beisai. So the Maisa, this is the famous Machloikas, so it's Tainz Lechazanish, calls as Bezman Chazal, where their Chatzar was Be'etzem, Hemshech of the house, Hemshech of the Rishos, Hemshech of the Hishtamshos. The Bnei Abayas were always Jaisering over there, because they were doing over there Kimavur and the Gemara getting Bav Basra, there was a Beishar, there was a guard there, and it was Besim part of the house, where they cooked, where they cleaned, where they did Kfisa, Kol Menei Zachin. Hezekriah, there was a sugi of chotzer. Mashenkib is manenu, zok the chazanish. Now I'm talking about a private house with a private gina. So even here, Tanis Chazanish, it's not really mefurish in chazanish, lagabe chanukah, but lemaisa kiyadua, that was yeshito. The lemaisa, the unzer chazer, is that already, even the fitoises, will not be a kim of nerishu beisai. Because that's already the outside, it's a place where you have to go get some avir, to have some breath of fresh air. That's not part of your house, not part of your shtamshus. And the mele, it's megarea too much. Since there's no regular shtamshus here, like a shtamshus of the bais, it's megarea from the pirsum, there's no kim of nerishu beisai. So if you're going to light out there, so like you live in the street, not yotze. And kiyadua, the briskarov is chaylik, and the briskarov held. That even lefi the matias of zmanenu, dayenu, whatever hishtamshes we have there in taka, we know. I mean, kol echad lefi mashu, but everyone knows there is some in a private gina. People have different hishtamshes in there. They kids play there. They do things there. You know, chveis and there's the barbecue. I don't know what else people do out there. Maybe not as much as zman chazal, but zok the briskarov mehi chateishi lechalik. It's a chatzur. It's yerushos. Mail it's a kim of nerishu beis. So to put on the end of yerushos. Fine. Lemaisa, if you're going to light like the pashtus like Tosfos. On the end of the chatzir, so then there's tamash shaila. In the metzias bizmanenu, there's many people the chatzir ends at a certain place, but that's not the shusra. And then there's some kind of a path, some kind of a walkway, entranceway, steps, something that goes further, and that is what first meets the shusra. So there's a shaila that if you go that far, you're not going to have a pesach. You're not going to have a tzuras of pesach. The Gemara's mavur that's called pachas a hider to light in the tzuras of pesach. So they bring from Shlomo Zalman, this is Rebbe Mefursan, that they think from Shlomo Zalman that Lamaisa, the hider of lighting at the end of your shos close to Rishos HaRabim, that's goiver on the hider of a Tzuras HaPesach. And even if you have some type of a path that goes further out, you can light at the end of that path, even though there's no Tzuras HaPesach over there. And like you see some people lighting in some places, you see menorahs, and I'm like, what's this menorah doing here? It's not in the middle of nowhere.
There's a sidewalk, let's say in America, you go to the end of the sidewalk.
So it has to be your rishos. That is, it's clear. It has to be your rishos hayach, your private rishos. It can't be stam the rishos rabbin, but some kind of shvil or path that leads up or steps or something. So then you help. Yeah, the sidewalk clear is mamish gur. Oh, right. So if you want to build rishos, it's rishos pesach. You take care of the problems.
Where did the chazan say it?
What's that? He didn't say Lechani. He said it really in Hilchas Chatzar by, he said it by Mezuzah, he said it by in Bava Basra, by Hilchas Chatzar over there, by Beisha and things like that. But it's Yodua that he held this way, and that's how he was feared. Okay, so Maisa, I just want to point out this. Imishon Neshayla, which most people are not a gay, at least I think most people here, because we live in Binyanim Mishutafim with the Cheder Madrigot, it's a whole different Shayla, which we'll speak about in a moment. I just want to point out, even Mishum this Shayla lane, so L'chayre, even if like the Netiyah is like the Briskerov, L'chayre, there's a Shtakot sad here that it's not so posh to do, even Mishum this Machloik is Bovad. Why? Because Tachlos L'maisa, the question is like this. You know, the Gemara says that if you don't have a Pesach to your Bayis or Chatzar, so someone who lives Ba'aliyah, which we'll discuss, so then you put it in the window. And if it's Shas Sakon, you put it on your table. So, Kiyadua, today the Hasidim still light inside on the table, even though there's no more Sakon. So this is a big Shiloh. If the din of the Gemara is to light outside and you light further inside in your house on your table on your window, are you yotze? So the pashtus is mavur from Ladri Shoinen that you taka yes yotze, and that this lighting on the Pesach Habayis is taka lechatchil ben itzam ma'akiv gedid. It's not lekuli alma. This is, I think, the pashtus comes out from Ladri Shoinen. Lemaisa, there's a Murray to Gedik. I was discussing with someone over here that the Gemara, when it speaks about the hidurim of mitzvah lahanicha tefach samach lepischoi, and there's a mitzvah hanichol lamata me'asar tefachim. That lashon of mitzvah is certainly not ma'akev. That's a kuli alma. And the same lashon of mitzvah is used by a pesach pesim b'achutz. The mitzvah hanichol pesach pesim b'achutz. So the lashon of mitzvah and the lashon of mitzvah, which is put together in the Gemara, is pashas mashma etzol lechatchila. And it's a davar pella, but I don't know how many were here for hilchos mezuzah. But in hilchos mezuzah, so there's a beis yosef over there. It's a very good thing. The beis yosef there, there's a halacha. You're supposed to put the mezuzah betchila shlisha elyon, the beginning of the upper third. That's not ma'akev of kuli alma. And the lashon is mitzvah anicha betchila shlisha elyon. The lashon is mitzvah. The beis yosef here says, so there's another shayla. There's another halacha that you have to put the mezuzah at the closest tefach to shus harabim. In the width of the pesach, you put it closest to the shus harabim. So that everything should be nechma on the shmira. So the Beis Yosef clears, is that ma'akev or is that not ma'akev? Says Beis Yosef, well, look at the Gemara. The Gemara says lashon mitzvah. It says mitzvah lahanicha betchila shlisha elyon. You know, that's not ma'akev. And then the Gemara miyad after that says mitzvah lahanicha betefach chitzin, to put it in the outer tefach. So lashon mitzvah and lashon mitzvah, that's not ma'akev. So it's like kamat the same Gemara. I'm saying the verita kamat the same Gemara. So kipshuta, you talk a yes yotzi bifnim. So we'll see, maybe if he tells us not. Another ray they bring is Bachal is the Archa Shulchan, and this is they already found in the Ritva that the Ritva already says that, you know, one of the it's a good enough reason to light inside if it's too windy outside, because no one's matriach you to go build a box and to put it into a glass casing outside. No one's matriach you. So there's many, a lot of people know like that. But so the tain is, if it's a mitzvah, it's a chiyev and it's ma'akev, so of course we're matriach you. You know, we're matriach to be makayim mitzvahs derabanan. So lemaisa it's pashas mavur in the Ritva and other rishonim that taka you're going to be yotzei. So azoy. Lefi Rashi, if you light too far away from the house, you light the end of the chatzar, kipshuta, you're not yotze. Because that's it. There's no din of lighting past your house. Lefi Rashi, you're past your house. Pashas, you're not yotze. Ashenkin lefi Tosfos, just like we say that there's a mitzvah to light outside, but if you go inside and light in your window, or even inside on your table, you're yotze b'di'evit. So it's kipshuta, yitachin, kipshuta, that lefi Tosfos, hagam, that there's mitzvah to light at the end of the chatzar, but if you go further back and further back to your house, and you lose the pirsum to the rabbin, but you still have pirsum with mebesa, which seems to be the ekar pirsum, you'll talk about yotze b'di'evit. So stam, this is always a big shikul in halacha, that if you have two shitas, and one seems to be the ekar shita, that you'll be yotze lechatchila, but there's a tzad, you're not yotze b'chal. And the other teacher, and in lefi the other shita, you'll zecher be yotze l'kuli alma. So this definitely goes in the cheshver. I'm not saying that has to be mechir the shayla. This is a similar Torah by Tekiyas, by Shvarim Truas, Shaila, Neshima Achas Shtei Neshimas. And Mishnah Berurah there makes this cheshvin, that even though the minhag was to do the Shtei Neshimas, and some Rishonim hold Shtei Neshimas, but since according to everyone, you yotze with one Neshima, the sheet of one Neshima holds you not yotze with two Neshimas, so like Mishnah Berurah, go with the one, make sure you at least do some Tekiyas that are yotze l'kuli alma.
Shulchan Aruch didn't go with that shield by passing
in a chanami. So Tosfos is machriya, in a chanami. A machriya is achra. I don't have any problem. So once it's achra from Shulchan Aruch, ein malasot. So I'm just pointing out that over here, where the achrayim are so bothered by the achra of Shulchan Aruch, because there's so many rishonim against it. And we have a suffix if the metzias applies with the neinu because of the time of the chazan ish. So lefi zeh, in a chanami, Shulchan Aruch has the right to machriya. That, you know, we can't understand that. So, but lefi this metzias, so I think it's already a shayla, and this, I think already by many you see that they taka. Even with such matzias, they have their own chatzur, they're going to light inside. Okay, so I'm just take on like the Chazon Ish, it's not a discussion, you know. Fine. Now, there's another chap, this is what they tie in also, to get out of this problem that, you know, you have a suffix of being yotze with the chatzur, but many people, you know, they want to keep what it says in Shulchan Aruch to put on the Pesach chatzur. So there's matzias over here on the end of Rechav Yamsuf. There's a few places, a few houses like this that some people have a matzah that they have a chatzur, but the chatzur is very open, there's no walls. And if you light at the Pesach of your house, it's clearly visible to the Rosh Rabbim. So there, this is what they bring Rishayim Tzid Pesach Frank. This is how he was knowing. He held that this was Lechatchil even Lefi Taisus. Because what's Taisus' whole Lechatchil to go further out to the Pesach HaChatzer? Because then you also have the piercing of the Rabbin. So Tainu Drib Tzid Pesach Frank is brought in Mekai Kodesh. And in the bottom here, they say that's how he was knowing. If from the Shuzat Rabbin, you could see clearly to the door of the house, like directly, if it's very open, so then that's the Chatchila, Sayla Rashi, Sayla Taisvis. And I know that there are a bunch who Taka give this psak, that people have such a matzev where if you could light by your house and it'll be clearly open to the Shuzat Rabbin, then you get the Chatchila Kuli Alma.
Okay.
No, meaning because if you light it at the Pesach HaChatzer, then that's clearly not Yosef Lefi Rashi. Because you're too far. They won't see it, yeah.
Some have sneakers, that's the only time, right? So you have girls with the
Why? If you put it at the Pesach HaChatzar, Lav Dafka will be nikkur to the Bnei Bayis. I mean, I think there's a tiny Bnei Bayis that because that's where the Drezuchim were, they're coming in and out, you're probably the Pesach HaBayis. Right. Not as much. Right. It's not Pesach HaBayis, right?
Pesach HaChatzar, the Maile is Pesach. Pesach HaBayis is
not. Right, that was right. That's the right. Yeah, okay, so this is all the Maisa. Already, what Yesh Lodin Tuva, even by the Metzius, where you have your own chatzar and you have your own gina, and then there's a shayla of weird light. So that's the different cheeses. Maisa, the kafi the Metzius here in Yerushalayim for most people, so it becomes a shayla of a cheder madrigot that you live in a binyan mishutaf, you live in the upper floor, even the first floor, and your house opens up into the cheder madrigot. So the shayla is weird light. You light outside by the cheder madrigot, outside in front of the building, going into the cheder madrigot. So there's different shmuz from different. So I'm just saying some point to get here that is ready. It's a different shayla. Here there's even more tainas to taina that one should light in a window and not at the entrance to the cheder madrigot. Because b'etzem over here, let's say we'll take on that by a regular gina pratit, we'll say not like the chasmer, we'll say it's okay, fart, it's the end of my rishos, you stole epis, do something there, it's a private place, people can't stop and dray around over there. You know, if strangers can't walk in there, you call the police. Mashenkin, a cheder madrigot, it's mamish and makam hefker. For most buildings, depends, okay, is there a buzzer, not a buzzer, will that make an afkamina? But be'etzim, it's a place where anyone's free to walk, anyone's free to go, as long as they can get in there. It's not strange for strangers to be there, it's a very normal place. And someone wants to approach you to your house, they go to the entrance of your door, and they knock on the door. Outside of that, people don't leave valuable things there, people don't really leave anything there, things get stolen, it's not. So chayra, there's even a stronger taina, l'gabe, the chazanish, and the briskrav, that cheder madrigot, chayra, to put at the entrance of cheder madrigot, would not be a keem of Neri Shubesin. What? And the idach keys, right. So you're saying to light at the entrance to your door, though, going into the cheder madrigot, that's also very mefukfuk, because is that a Rosh Hashanah b'chol? Hagam, that it's a makam that's hefkil rabbin. Anyone could walk in there, but it's not makam jichas rabbin. It's not a place where people want to come into their houses or people want to come and knock on your door and collect tzedaka, but that's not a makam rabbin. So the chayra, that's the erish tataina, that even if we'll be mitzadid like the brisk rabbin, maybe pashas shulchan aruch says chatzar is a chatzar. Chayra majigot, I think there's already more of a tzad to say that it won't have a din of a chatzar in there, and merely should light in the window.
Two people share a chatzar.
So we're going to get to that. That's not so much. Taisa says to light at the chatzar. So now let's say that we'll accept lemaisa with what this is what they say from Bishgrav. They say, I think, b'shem other rabbanim, that lemaisa the chedim adjugot. So if it's a chatzar, it's the end of your shos. It is your shos. We do have a certain stamp. You leave your agalah there or something there. We'll call it a chatzar lemaisa. Even if he. So, but there's still going to be nachtainas. So the thing is like this, because lemais, if you look in the Gemara says something. What does Gemara say? Something very simple. That if you have a, let's say you're going with taisa, so you have a chatzir, you light at the end of the chatzir in darba aliyah, and if you live in the aliyah, in the upper floors, the upper attic floors, whatever it is, so you light. So the Gemara, you minich b'chalon, you put it in the window. So the Beis Yosef already is bothered. If anyone saw the Beis Yosef, Beis Yosef is bothered. Lafi taisus my high. Let's say I live in the aliyah. So I live on the second floor, but the chatzar that's surrounding the house, certainly that person had his chus in that chatzar. Certainly he did whatever, he did all his achen over there. So why can't he light the Pesach HaChatzar? What's the problem? So Beis Yosef says, it's Hoshtekol Torah, that it's talking that the guy in the Aliyah didn't pechlal, the Lashonot Torah, he didn't have a Pesach at Pesuch to Shusarab, he didn't have a direct entrance into the chatzar Shusarab. Rather, he every time he left his house, he had to go through the bottom guy, through the bottom floor's house, through the dira of floor number one. So what? So says the Beis Yosef, b'chi ha'gavna, if he's going to light the Pesach of the Chatzir, it's not nikkur b'chlal that the Aliyah is lighting. Because since there's no direct connection from the Shusram, from the Chatzir, directly tracing back to the Aliyah, so it's not nikkur. Fine.
Nafkamina would be if the Aliyah attack ahead its
own. Oh, exactly. Right. So that's what's mavur l'chor in the Beis Yosef. And then, so l'chor l'tayin, so look, cheder madrei goat, I don't have to go through someone else's house. I go into the cheder madrei goat, and the attack goes directly after the Shusram. So if we're going to take on...
It's because everybody's going through the same thing, it's not like a chatzar shel shutvin.
If we're going to take it, it's very mefukfuk to call it a chatzar, I'm asking, but let's say we'll call it a chatzar, we'll call it a chatzar shel shutvin. So then we'll tighten it. It's not that you have to go through someone else's house.
Yeah, but that case, that basically you come out with a staircase directly from the door to the chatzar. Then you would light it.
Oh, right, so here, this is the taina, beautiful. That's what Yeshua is saying. So this is a taina that I saw in Zimsarim. This is the chayra. It's a taina. Yesh lefakfek, yesh lefalpo. Well, the Maisa, the Tor, so it could be that, no, as long as you have your own personal entrance to the Chaser, so it's Beseder. But the Maisa, the Lashon HaTor, if you're still in the Tor, Lashon HaTor is if the guy in the Aliyah doesn't have a Pesach L'Rishus HaRabim. Why are you saying Rishus HaRabim? He just needs a Pesach to the Chaser, not to the Rishus HaRabim. So there are those who are Medayik in the Tor, that which, it's not enough for him to have an entrance into the Chaser, which leads into the Rishus HaRabim. It has to be that the person walking by the Rishus HaRabim sees the Ganzi connection. He sees the Aliyah, he sees the entrance to the Chaser, and he's walking by the Rishus HaRabim, and he sees the whole Shai, then there's a Kiyum of Neri Shubesa. But if you're on the third floor, and the steps go down like this, and I see a Meneri here, so Hagam, that everyone makes the Cheshbon, that's not the problem. The problem that everyone can make a Cheshbon, who's lighting that we could do. For the Mice, it's not, there's no Ken Zayin, that there's no Kiyum of Neri Shubesa, even outside that it is a Chaser, because it's not Pasuach L'Shus HaRabim. You're Pasuach to the Chaser, but Lashon Torah is you have to be Pasuach L'Shus HaRabim, perhaps meaning directly to the Shus HaRabim. You have to see the entrance from your house through the Chaser to the Shus HaRabim.
So in Me'ah Sharm, where they have the open staircases, where they have a house.
Right.
Staircase down, so you pass by the chotzer, right. You see every right. Entrance right. With this
so that would not have this tiny.
Then you would have the chotzer, and that would be a chotzer mishad. That's right. Not mishad, that's
right.
Classic chotzer.
Right. So then, right, then we have Taina Aleph, which is in terms of, is this Chatz or not? Right, Nechanami. So that's a second Taina in the regular standard Chedah Majigot, which Nechanami does not apply in these types of open Chatzers, where you see it going back. Now, there's a third Taina, and that's what Michal was pointing out here, that in Tafrei Shai and Zion later, the Torah brings, from the Rav Sar Sholem, a different type of a psak. It seems not like Rashi, not like Tosfos. Now the Torah paskins Tosfos. Shulchan Aruch is based on the Torah that we paskin like Tosfos. But you see over there in the Rav Sar Sholem, Tafrei Shai and Zayin, she says like this: that which we say you light on the Pesach HaChatzer, so like the Sar Sholem, that's only if you're lighting kfi ikar adin, that everyone's being mishtatef in one there. But if everyone wants to take a light their own menaira, kifi min hagenu, mahajim and mahajim, and everyone lights their own menaira, then zok sar shalom, the rav sar shalom, then everyone should light in the Pesach habayis or in the windows. And the chayyur the hesber is that the regular that everyone's being mishtatif in one ner, so then it's avada nikar, that this is the ner for all the dayari abinyan. But if everyone's going to come and start putting their own menaras, and there's going to be 25 menaras over there, so then we don't know which one is misachis back to who. And mela, it's chaser and ner ishu based on miyuchad, we don't know which ner is going back to which person. So maiso. He's talking about a chaser ashutfin. So meaning there's three batim. So you all want to be mishtate for the Pesach HaChatzer like Tosfos, Seder, go for it. But if you all want to light Mahajim and Mahajim and light three menorahs, then don't light in the Pesach HaChatzer. And
the Torah, Gemara was only talking about the Ikarim right. When it said the Brisa to light by the Chatzer.
Right. That's what Rav Sar Shalom's learning. It's like a shtickel pshar. Now the Pell is that the Torah quotes this B'li Cholik. The Torah doesn't say, oh yeah, now I'm going with Rashi, but I pass like Tosfos. It's B'li Cholik. So the Stam HaShayla, how the Torah held. If the Torah, Shulchan Aruch doesn't bring the Sar Shalom. But the Torah Kanir Taka, even though it seems he passed in places, it was with this prayer. And then Lefi the Metziah Shalom Maninu, everyone's not being Mishatif on air, so you should light in the window. So they bring from Shlomo Zalman that we don't pass in the Sar Shalom Likuva. And therefore, Avada, if let's say you'll take on, he's not being Machriya that Shalom, but let's say you'll take on, it's a Chatzar, and everyone will light at the Pesach to the Cheder Madrigal. Avada Zokhtim Shalom, you'll be Yotze, assuming it's a Chatzar. But Zokhtim Shlomo Zalman, I do accept that the Rav Sar Shalom is a Hidr. Meaning Zokter, lechatchila, don't do it. Meaning Zokter, even if you'll accept that the Cheder Madrigot is yes a chatzer, and it's a chatzer of Chazal. And even if you'll accept that you don't need to be directly to be seen from the Bais to the Rishus HaRabim, even though it's a winding staircase, it's still called a chatzer. Zokter, afal pikein, if you're going to be lighting lehajim and hajim, kfim and aginu, Zokter Shalom Zalman, the better thing to do to make it to shaft the more mehudr dikka ner ishu beisai would be to light in the chaloin.
And what about multiple menorahs in a single chaloin?
Yes, they point this out. I mean, but the less braider the Rav Sar Shalom has to be maskim that in some oifanim that you're being going to be yotze. Because stam is like, let's say a person stam has a bias with one entrance and he has an achsenai there, or he has a he has two chiyuvim.
It's coming from this bias. It doesn't need a name on it. It's
right.
Being
mesiachis
to these
dayarim. Right.
The
chisar. Right.
The chotzer based on the bias.
Right.
The chotzer is an extension of each bias.
Right. And then zokter. Then you have this chisarim where it's just we don't know what's flying from who and the mela. Then you should light on the inside. So this is bechal nochataina that at the end of the chutzim all other tainas at the end of the cheder madrigot. There's less of a makom to light over there, and more of a makom to light in the windows. And I was most of a taina al derech zu that it could be that even let's say you hold not like the Rav Sar Shalom, and you hold that if it's like we see nikar din by bias, it doesn't have to be nikar whose menorah is whose. So as long as you have 10 menorahs and there's 10 apartments, beseder. So just taina that was menenu. Not everyone's masking to this plaque light it then. A lot of people light it in the window. A lot of chassidim light stamas on their table or in the Pesach inside the house. So Ibazoi, it's even more garua. Because if there's 15 apartments walking by, and I walk by and I say two menorahs, so like mehechatesi, it's b'chal no neir shebeis, or like in brera, you know, whose chanukiah is this? It's like b'chal. I mean, if there'd be 10, I don't know which 10 for 10 apartments. I don't know which one is which. Maybe that's as much as we'll be making. But if it's only two menorahs for 10, and I don't know whose it's coming from, so maybe it's even more gerua. Fine. So akoponim. Right. But. Shayach l'mishpachah. So, fine. So l'chayra, l'fi advar ma'elu, so l'chayra, the pashas, I'm not saying, you know, everyone should do l'fi min hagoy, l'fi rabbeisov, l'fi whoever he follows. But tach z'maisa, it would seem that to light at the entrance of the chayra, it's tach a chiddush at some point. Yeah, it would seem that the pashas is, there's so many times, the frat that you're going to be, okay, yeah, that's what they say, b'shmai. Yeah, I don't know exactly. Yeah, Rabbi Yasha doesn't have a exactly. He doesn't have that situation. So Alta Briskerov, he does. They'll say he holds his own protistic entranceway, and now you could have an army. You couldn't get in there. So protected.
What?
You couldn't get in there with an army, and he gets
Rusinus. Is there anything about yeshivas that makes it better? Because the minute many yeshivas is they tafus to grab your spot at the outside of the building.
What do you mean to write your
they
what?
Shells.
Yeah.
Like the mirror.
Right.
So many yeshivas are. Relying that obviously the magic
goat is it's a different child. Okay, we're going to hopefully speak separately about these types of situations like yeshivas and seminaries and things like that. Lamaisa, it's a different story because the yeshiva, it's the Bibilis one person. It's really a private house. Hagam, that it's a shekel hafkeir, people could walk in. Lamaisa, one person's in charge, he's really the Bibilim, so that might change the.
Why isn't that more like one house?
Right.
That's 25 minutes
right,
in the window.
Right. That's what it could be. It's just Pesach Beis. There's no Chatzar B'chal. It's my house. And it's the Rosh Shiva's house. And it's the Rosh Shiva's. He's the Bayon B'chal. Fine. So now, so let's say we're going to accept it. Just light in the window. What happens when you're on, I think, Shilohs usually start the fourth floor. Third floor usually makes it to be within 20 amos, but you have fourth floor and up, then usually your window is above 20 amos. Now, Pashas is above 20 amos that we saw in Shulchan Aruch here, not Yeti Bechad, no Lash Shelto Be'enov, and we pass it even inside the house doesn't help. The frat that the Shail here is seen from outside, so you're not Yeti Bechad. So the Mishbaru says that if your window is above 20 amos, and you're Darbaliyah, so you have no place to put it downstairs. Let's say we reject the Cheder Majgot, we're not going to put it out there. So says the Sharti in Tzivkan Membeis from the Chayyadim that, okay, so light it by a Pesach inside your house. Yiltak will have no pierce from the Rabbim. Because what's the point of putting in the Chalon? In the Chalon, you're just going to lose the Maila. There is a Maila putting it in through as a Pesach. Mezuzah miyamin, Ner Chanukah mismol, you're surrounded by mitzvahs. So put it in a Pesach. And Maisa place me saying it doesn't even have to be your main, the front door. Any Pesach where there's going to be pierce. What?
Why isn't that better?
It is better, yes. So Sharti says it. What do you mean, outside?
Outside.
No, assuming that outside is no Shaykhis, because outside is Tam. There's no Takanat. But. Okay, but that's not a rabbim. It's not a shes rabbim chal. So it's not a kiyum shes rabbim. So why are you going to put in windows? So stop, put it inside your house. I say it's like the shayati and sukkot membeis. Oh. The biyotz out to pierce from the beis. Right. So shayati and shayati is what? Oh. Exactly. Right. So says the prima god. So that's the mishmur passing. Says the prima godim. Above 20 amos, you're not yotze. If the only piercing you're shafting is for above 20 amos. But if you're anyway chapping for bnei beis, so it's like the prima godim in a chanami. There's a mile of lighting by the Pesach, but that's for sure only lechatchila. But by the window, even though it's over 20 amos, we call makom yesh pirsam miyot maat. So after Prima Gadol. Okay, before getting to that, that's Shevet Alevi's chidushim. Before that, so after even the din of the Gemara that you're not yotze is because it's not enough pirsam. But avada is a pirsam mashiho. Now, mice in the sugis is very shrek. Pshuto, we say chazal say above 20 and nothing to talk about. In mitzias, the mice is very shrek. Walk around, I'm saying yesh pirsam gadol. I'm saying look at the fourth, fifth story. I see it all the time every Hanukkah. So he's making a point in the Metzias. Okay, la halacha it's a chiddush, but as always, like the Bima Gadim, that lemaisa be mavata on the bias, because anyway you're going to be yotzei b'diavad either way for pirsim
b'diavad.
On the Tzuras HaPesach, right? Light in the window. Right, b'nei b'nei you're getting monoshah. So chab right a little pirsim l'rabbi.
What does the Gemara mean? When the Gemara says yinayot, yeah.
Above 20 amos?
Yeah.
That's where stam is. Let's say I'm inside and I light it. I have a ladder to my ceiling. And I light it mamish 20 amos. There's no person in the basin. Right. There's no person in the basin. So the Maisa, Shevet has a tshuva. He says that he likes his taina very stark. And I'm just saying that CSA is walking around Hanukkah. It's kamat. It's like almost nishtanu ativim. Lo shalta ba'in of shalta v'shalta. I mean, golden tapes per chazi. I don't know. Maybe they weren't ruggled to high binyanim. We're much more ruggled to have high binyanim. I'm saying it's mamish nicker. Yes, okay, that doesn't change the halacha. That's the what? In a chanami, it's 20 amos, right? It's lo shalta ba'in of in a chanami. That's changed. The mice is piercing mad.
Grab your eye, I'm saying.
Okay, so it doesn't grab Rabbi Hanami. So Zok Shevet Alevi, that with this Prima Garden, but Sir, if this other Svara that people are mentioning, that there's other buildings from across, even though Yesh Lefakvik, the buildings across, is that called Rosh Hasharabim? How many? It's just Yechidim. So they say, B'Shem Eliyash, we didn't hold that, because come on, it's just Yechidim, there's only, who's going to see already? Zok Shevet Alevi, Betziruf, that it's there. And Betziruf, you have the buildings across that you can see, and Betziruf, that Lemais, the Prima Garden Taina, is that it's better. And Lemais, you're not losing, meaning you're not losing too much, but not lighting by Tzuras of Pesach, and you could be you're gaining a lot, because to make a Pirsum L'Rabim, to be Pirsum Anissa, that's from the Iker Hidurim of Ner Chanukah. So Melo, he's Machria, that Bechi HaGavno, you should tack a light at the window, even though it's above Chafamus. So Lemais, so this gets complicated in some buildings here in the Marash Kol. It gets complicated. I just mentioned one Shaila. So what happens if, let's say you're lighting the window, Taka, and you have two windows, and you're above 20 Amas. So you're lighting, let's say they're both above 20 or both below 20, if you're lighting the window. So which window? So let's say my bedroom window goes out to the main to the main street, but my living room goes out to a side street. So it's much more geschmack to light in the living room, you know, everyone is, but it's going to be less piercing because it's going to be a side street. But over there, it's going to be more piercing. So I don't think there's no mucker to be machai of you to light in the place that's going to be more piercing for the rabbi. And other rabbi, it could be the ikker piercing is for the bnei beis. So there, l'chayra, there's a gris mucker say, do as you please. But if one of the windows is above 20 and one of the windows is below 20, so even if it's more annoying, and even though there's going to be, you know, it'll be less piercing for the beis because it'll be in the bedroom. L'chayra, if one of the windows is below 20 from the kvish, l'chayra al pi din, the more mahodes they can think to do would be light in the place that's below 20.